This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, November 23rd. Joe Biden shows today that he still believes in that old political maxim, it's the economy, stupid. It's been 30 years since Bill Clinton ran for the presidency and his campaign manager, James Carville, used that expression, it's the economy, stupid, as an organizing principle around Clinton's candidacy. Well, it is a principle that Joe Biden clearly understands and subscribes to, because President Biden knows that as Americans are set to gather around their Thanksgiving dinner tables this week, one topic of conversation that will no doubt be front and center for people is the economy. This will be top of mind for Americans as they gather for this holiday and do so in a way that they haven't been able to do in the last couple years because of COVID. And Joe Biden, before he headed off to Nantucket to celebrate his Thanksgiving holiday with his family, made sure to address this issue of the economy by talking directly to the American people. As of October, prices have climbed 6.2% over the previous 12 months. That's the biggest increase that we've seen in inflation in over 30 years. In Biden's remarks today at the White House, he took inflation head on.
Disruptions related to the pandemic have caused challenges in our supply chain, which have sparked concern about shortages and contributed to higher prices. Moms and dads are worried, asking, will there be enough food we can afford to buy for the holidays? Will we be able to get Christmas presents to the kids on time? And if so, will they cost me an arm and a leg? I told you before that we're going to take action on these problems. That's exactly what we're doing.
The other thing that the president is keenly aware of is pain at the pump. In fact, according to AAA, the national gas price average is roughly $3.40 a gallon. I mean, that is significantly higher than last year when people just simply weren't driving. The demand wasn't there due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So today, President Biden announced that he was tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This is an emergency stash of oil that the country has for moments of crisis. The Energy Department is going to release 50 million barrels of oil from these special reserves. Just to give you some context around that, as of Friday, there were 604.5 million barrels of oil in the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. Now, this is being done in coordination with several other countries, including China, India, and the UK. The White House believes that doing this not just in a singular way, but doing this with other countries around the world bought in is what will have a downward pressure on gas prices. Here's how President Biden addressed that pain at the pump today.
So today I'm announcing that the largest ever release from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help provide the supply we need as we recover from this pandemic. And while our combined actions will not solve the problem of high gas prices overnight, it will make a difference. It will take time, but before long, you should see the price of gas drop where you fill up your tank. And in the longer term, we will reduce our reliance on oil as we shift to clean energy.
The reality is, these 50 million barrels, it's more of a Band-Aid than it is a long-term solution to the issue of rising gas prices. And it's really because oil is a global commodity. So there's very little that the United States can do on its own or that a president can do on his own to actually affect the price of gasoline. But that doesn't stop the political pressure from mounting for doing so. Democrats, from his own party have been pleading with President Biden to take this move about tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but some have even argued that he should take more aggressive steps, like banning U.S. crude oil exports as a way to boost domestic supply. If none of the U.S. created crude is being sent overseas, there would be more here for domestic consumption. Though we should note that could have a rebound effect and actually create a supply issue if the rest of the world is shut off from U.S. crude. And that, of course, could impact a hike in prices, which is the exact opposite of what the president would want to achieve. Just as an example of some of the intra-party pressure the president's getting on this, Senator Joe Manchin, the forever at the center of things moderate from West Virginia, he released a statement today saying, quote, "Today's release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is an important policy band-aid for rising gas prices, but does not solve for the self-inflicted wound that short-sighted energy policy is having on our nation." Of course, this is from the energy-producing state of West Virginia. You got to keep that in mind as Joe Manchin says this, but it spoke so directly to the political moment Biden finds himself in that the Republicans actually used that Manchin statement and tweeted it out as their message of the day, using a Democrat and his own words against Joe Biden. The president and his team know that for their political success in 2022 and 2024, nothing will matter as much as getting the economy in a place where Americans are feeling better about it in their everyday lives. And what you heard from the president today was an attempt to tell the American people he's working on doing just that. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcast. CNN's Joan Biskupic will host a special edition of this podcast tomorrow on the Supreme Court. I'll be back on Monday after the holiday, wishing you and your families a very happy Thanksgiving.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.